Welcome to another message from discovertheword.com, Western Nevada headquarters. We're going to talk about the word love. Actually, for the love of is the title of this message, for the love of. There are quite a few words for love in the New Testament. One of the words is philo. Philo, which means I like or I love. That's on page 426 in Analytical Greek Lexicon. There are 11 pages in Liddell and Scott's lexicon on philo alone. Another word which we're very, very familiar with, a lot I'll talk about, agape or agapeo. Agapeo means divine substitutionary love, or as one writer said, that agapeo does not have the high meaning that people say it is, because it is said in the Word of God that the Jews loved the praise of men more than they did God. Well, they loved it so much they gave their lives and eternal souls for it. So the word agapeo is substitutionary. It is a high love and sometimes even high crime as we see it from that point. Eroteo is another word. It comes from eros in Greek. It means sexual desire and love. Sexual desire. That word is not used in the New Testament except by way of inference. There's the word storge, which means family affection. It's on page 57 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon. By the word agapeo is on page 2. And there's another word for ponero. Ponero. Onero means twisted, perverted addiction or love. People love drugs. People love sexuality and use it to get what they want. The word prostitution and homosexuality are from this word onero. Homosexuality is a very vicious crime to humanity. For up until the modern times now we are protecting the rights of homosexuals, so to speak. Well, homosexuality was in child abuse, prostitution. Many homosexuals were prostitutes, men and women. Drug addiction, prostitution, gambling, all of that is in this word ponerio. Pornography. To love and desire evil from that ponerio, word ponerio. People love to kiss. People love to cry. People love to weep. People love to steal. People love to fight. People love to quarrel. People love to argue. People love to dance. People love to drink. People love to eat. People love music. People love parties. People sometimes love children. People love riches. People love fame. People love money. People love gold. People love silver. People love jewelry. They love jewelry. People love art. People love pearls. People love to paint. Some people love themselves. That's a problem with humankind. We love ourselves too much. People love pleasure. People love outlaws. People love outlawry. People love pain. People love dainties. People love clothing. People love violence. People love crime. People love justice. And people love injustice. We see all of these words and how they're used. Philo, agapeo, erateo, ponerio, storge. Paul said that some people have no natural affection. Have you ever known a mother not to love her children? Have you ever known that?
Are you asking me?
Have you ever known a father not to love their children? We'll look at these words closely later on. But I say to you right now, Paul said some people have no natural affection. I have a cat here. Her name is Smokey. And she has a child by the name of Monkey because she looks like a little monkey. Her face looks like a monkey, like a spider monkey. Now that cat mother loves her child. She loves her kid. I've seen her fight off dogs and things and come in this yard. I thought for sure that she would be killed by some large animal trying to protect her child. Sometimes chickens, horses, goats, pigs, lions, tigers, horses, cows love their offspring more than humans do. Birds love their offspring. This is natural affection. Natural affection. Remember, I wish I had a blackboard here, and I will get one later on where I can write on it, or at least a whiteboard or something where I can write on it, because I'd love to write these Greek words down for you. Philo, agapeo, erateo, ponerio, and storge. Now, I want us to go page 426 in the Analytical Greek Lexicon that Zondervan put out in the 70s. And right in the middle of the right-hand column of that page, it talks about the word philos. Philos is the noun representation of the word philo. Philo is a verb. Philos is a noun. And I want to read to you some of the things that it says about this word philo. Now we can look at the same thing from erateo, agapeo, storge, and ponerio. We've discussed them some. The word philos. Philos is a friend, someone you have affection for. If you love your friends more than you do your children and your wife or your husband, the priorities aren't in order, but you should love your friends. Sometimes you're very, very close to your friends. This word philos means congenial, a congenial associate. It is a word used in courtesy, saying, hello friend, how kola, in Lakota, how kola. How kola means hello friend. We have that in Greek, we have it in Hebrew, we have it in all of these languages. When you use the word friend, it should not mean enemy. Filio means to manifest some act or sort or token of kindness or affection to someone. It means to kiss. It means to fondle with love, to caress. To love, to regard with affection, to have affection for, to be fond of, to delight in a person or a thing or an object. It means to cherish, to set store by it, to value it. Phile is a female friend. Philos is a male friend. Philema, it means an act of affection or fondness. Now let's go back to 425. And let's look at some of these things. About different words that come from what we call compound words from philo and phile. Philagathon, philagathon, philagathon. Agathon means spiritual good. And we're capable as children of God to love that which is good. Agathon, to love good, to love to do good, a lover of goodness, a lover of virtue, a lover of kindness and graciousness. Philadelphia. Philadelphos is a brotherly love. Brotherly love, adelphos. The word adelphos literally comes from two Greek words, alpha and delphos. It means from the same womb. It means to love someone as if he is your womb mate. Now, the closest womb mate we have in the human culture is twins. To love someone, to love a twin is to love someone very close because you are the same age and you were raised with them. Philadelphia, Philadelphia, to love your twin, your Didymus, your twin sister, twin brother. We have philoandros, philoandros, philoandros. Women ought to practice this. Philoandros. Philoandros means to love your husbands. There's philometer, that means to love your mother. We have this, these words, combinations of philo. Husband loving. One of the things that a pastor's wife should be is a husband lover. She should love her husband. A love all above all other things. A woman should love her husband, overlook his faults, commend him, build him up in every way. A woman that is married should appreciate the husband that God gave her. And she should not marry a husband that God did not give her. Women will say, my husband is not lovable. Well, why did you marry him? If he's not lovable, why did you marry him if he's not lovable? There are no perfect women and no perfect men. But a man and a woman, there's a word, Philegune, Philegune. To love your wife. Philandros. To love your husband. To love your man. In the Hebrew it says, it is your woman and he is your man. He is your woman, he is your man. We know that in the Old Testament time women had very few rights, didn't they? They were looked upon mostly as cattle or property. But the women loved their husbands. A woman should love her husband. A woman should try to get her husband to love her. A woman should be affectionate. A woman should be kind. In in the Corinthian letter, I want to go there and I want to read this because this is really good for husbands and wives and lovers and whatever. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, is a chapter of love. In verse number 3, it says, "Even if I dole out all that I have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned, or in order that I may glory, but have not love, God's love in me, I gain nothing. Love endures long and is patient and kind." Love is long-minded. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful. It is not vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. You know, sometimes when a man loves a woman, or a woman loves a man, the other person will punish them because they love them. Sometimes when a man loves a woman or a woman loves a man, the man will punish the woman, trying to get her to see how much she loves him. He will do terrible things to the woman to see if she will take it. And a woman will many times try to find boundaries when she has a husband that loves her, and she will do him wrong. She will be promiscuous. She will have somebody else's child while she's married to him. She will flaunt her affairs in his face. This is the abuse of love. And a woman will do the same thing to a man. And a man will do the same thing to a woman. Love never has a chip on the shoulder. Love does not go off in anger quickly. It is not conceited. It is not arrogant. It is not inflated with pride. It is not rude and unmannerly. Love does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights. It's mine. Mine. Have you ever heard of the word mine? Mine. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not self-seeking. It is not touchy. It is not looking for a reason to get mad, not looking for a reason to blow up, or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of evil done to it. And it doesn't remember that evil either. When you love somebody, love covers a multitude of what? Sins and shortcomings. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong or imagined suffered wrong. My wife is always picking on me. My husband is always insulting me. My wife is always insulting me. Well, if you're not in love, then all of that's fair game. It does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes its way. It is ever ready to believe and trust and think the best of the person that it loves. It hopes or fails under all circumstances. It endures everything without weakening. Did your father ever love your mother beyond reason? Beyond reality? Did your wives and did your mother love your fathers like he was something special? Did your mother give you a good example for loving her husband? Did your mother give you a good example how to raise and love your children? Did your father give you a good example how he loved you? Did your father give you an example of how you should love your wife? For the love of. Love never fails nor fades. It doesn't fade out. I don't love you today. I don't love you today. You made me mad. I don't love you. Well, if you get mad and you don't love that person, then you don't love that person at all, period. You love yourself more than anything else. You love your own rights more than anything else. Love never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Love endures always everything. In Romans, the first chapter, in verse number 31, Paul is talking about homosexuals and horrible people, prostitutes, horrible wives, horrible husbands, slanderers, hateful to hating God, full of insolence, arrogance and boasting, inventors of new forms of evil, ponarbia, disobedient and undutiful to parents and husbands and wives. They were without understanding and conscienceless. That's sociopathic. And faithless and heartless and loveless and merciless. Though they are fully aware of God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they deserve death. They not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud and cheer those who practice them. In 2 Timothy 3:3, here we have the word storge, but here it is ostorge. Remember what storge means? That is the love that a mother hen has for her baby chickens, that a mother horse has for her young, that a mother cow has for her baby, her calf, that a mother duck has for its babies, that a mother kitten cat has for its kitten babies, that a mother dog has for its whelps. That is natural thing. The world, the animal world, sometimes can teach us a lot. Did your mother love you as much as you saw a barnyard hen love her little chicks? Did your father love you that way? But I understand this, that in the last days there will be set in perilous times and great distress and trouble, hard to deal with, hard to bear. Hard to deal with and hard to bear. For people will be lovers of self. Philo-ato. Loving themselves. Utterly self-centered. Lovers of money. Here we have all of this. And aroused by inordinate greed and desire for wealth, and proud and arrogant and contemptuous and boasters. They will be abusive, blasphemous, scoffers, disobedient to parents, and ungrateful and unholy and profane and blasphemous. They will be without natural human and animal affection. They will be so callous that they can see their child hurt, that they can beat their children and smile as they bleed. They can use their children for gain. The welfare system that we have in the world today, in America, that is, not in the world. We're stuck with an America here really, really bad. Mothers don't love their children. Women that have children to capture their husbands. I'll leave you. I'll have all the affairs I want. I'll do what I want to. If you don't like it, I'll take your children away from you. And you will never see them again. And you will support my lovers. One time, long time ago, in another lifetime, I've lived lifetimes. And I'm not talking about reincarnation. Long, a lot of living in my life. In the radio world, I've met many, many people. And sometimes I would meet gangsters. And our society in America has supported that. When I pastored New Hope Missionary Baptist Church the first time, I pastored it still again. Well, I pastored it 48 years ago. I went every door to door. And I saw mothers having children to get on welfare, and they had all the children they could have. Those children did not have food to eat. I walked into homes where they had soda pop bottles sitting there and cereal out. Kids were pouring soda pop in the cereal and eating it. That's not natural affection. When a mother won't cook and love and clean her children, that is a storge. When a father won't support his children, that's a storge. When a husband won't love his wife, when a wife won't love her husband, that's a storge. There ought to be natural affection. Otherwise, a woman's no more than a prostitute. A woman that will sleep with a man just for his money. Whether she's married to him or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's nothing but prostitution. Without natural affection. Like a dog or a cat in heat. Callous and inhuman. And I say many times, more animals are better examples of storge than humans. Love, natural affection. Callous and inhuman, relentless, submitting, admitting no truth, no appeasement, never saying they are wrong. They will be slanderers. They will fall false accusers. They'll be troublemakers. They will be intemperate. In other words, they have tempers. Anytime they can blow it up, they'll blow it up. And loose in morals, and conduct uncontrolled, fierce haters of good. They will be treacherous, betrayers, rash, inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasures. Aselgia, unbridled lust in Hebrew. Vain amusements. You people are going to get real mad at me. I have never watched a football game. I hated it when I had to play it in grade school and high school. I hated football. I couldn't think anything good about it at all. It reminded me of the Roman gladiators. And when you go to a football coliseum, all these people cheering. Wouldn't you love to see them cheer for Jesus like that? The Roman Colosseum, the gladiators all over again. Well, I could watch a baseball game. When I went to school here in Fish Lake Valley at Dyer School when I was a little kid, our teacher, Orville Taylor, was an ex-professional baseball player. We only had one sport, that's baseball. And when we got our good studies done, we were out there winter, summer, whatever it was, playing baseball. We loved it. That is a sport of skill. To throw a ball. You don't have to run over anybody, kill anybody. You don't have to beat somebody up. Like in hockey or whatever. See there? This is sports business. This is Romanism. And some people even turn baseball into an idol. For all day they hold a form of piety and a semblance of true religion. They deny and reject and are strangers to the power of God and the power of the love of God. Their conduct belies the genuineness of their profession. Avoid all such people. Turn away from them. Run when you see them coming. Have nothing to do with it. Religion for gain. I preached about that here a while back. panhandling religion. Religion that panhandles it. Among them are those who worm their way into homes and captive silly and weak natured and spiritually dwarfed women, loaded down with the burden of their sin, easily swayed and led away by various evil desires and seductive impulses. These women will listen to anybody who will teach them. These women should be loving their husbands. These women should be adoring their husbands. These women should be adoring their wives. These women should take time for their husbands. A man should never ask his wife, has to ask his wife to love her, to love him. She ought to be all over him, all the time, showing him that she loves him. A wife should never say, honey, take time for me and let's go love each other and be intimately close to each other. He should always make her feel like she's special. And she'd always have time for him. He should always have time for her. You want to be happy? I love your wife. You want to be happy? Love your husband. Children, you want to be happy? Love your parents. Philo patria. Love your fathers. Philo matria. Love your mothers. These things are natural affections. These are products of civilization. Products of civilization. Let's go on down on page 425. Husband loving. Philandros. Well, philanthropia. Philanthropia. We have the word philanthropy in America, in English. It means loving mankind. It means to be humane and civilized. Sometimes, business owners ought to be philanthropist, a little practice, a little thought, philanthropy, philanthropia. Workers ought to love their masters. We do have them. That paycheck is extremely important to us. We have to do that. I've told people, whatever you love to do, do it. Like to do your job. You want to be happy? Love your job. Love going there when you're off on the weekends. Oh man, I want to get back to work. I just can't wait to get back to work. And yet you can go and play and do whatever you want to do. Refresh yourself. But love your job. Love your wife. Love your husbands. Love your children. Many people love their cars more than they do their wives. They do. Many women love their horses and hobbies more than they do their husbands. They don't have time for their husbands. Loving mankind, humane, comes from philos and anthropos. Philanthropy, the love of mankind, it means to be benevolent and humane. It means to be gracious and kind and civilized. Philargyros. Comes from philos and argyros. It means to love money. It means covetousness. In Luke 16 and 14 and 2 Timothy 3 and 2, where we just read a while ago. Philos and argyros. Money loving, covetousness. Money hungry. How much money does it take you to make you happy? How much money does it take to make you happy? One man was asked here a while back, how much is enough? Never enough. How do you get rich? Get all the money and keep it. Get money and keep it. Don't give it away. Don't do anything with it. Keep your money. Preaching for money. All you preachers out there preaching for money. Did you ever take a church that couldn't pay you? Did you ever take a church that wouldn't pay and preach anyway? It's real easy to preach when you got a big house the church provides, when you got a big salary. What about when you get nothing? Do you preach for God? Do you preach for yourself? Philato. Do you love yourself and you love to see yourself up there? Do you love fame? Do you love fame? Do you love fortune? What do you love? Philato. Self-loving. A lot of psychologists say you've got to learn to love yourself. 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 I don't believe that. We got to learn to love others more than we do ourselves. Do you love your wife more than you love yourself? Do you love your children more than you love yourself? Do you love your husband more than you love yourself? Do you love your children more than you love yourself? Do you love your church more than you love yourself? Do you love Jesus more than you love yourself? Self-centered. Philedonos. That comes from philos, or philio, and hedonistic. That means to love pleasure, only pleasure. I want to be happy. I'm a party animal. I want to be have a good time, Charlie. Some people don't love their wives, they don't love their husbands, they don't love anybody but party time. Party time. People love gambling. I went into homes where they had no furniture because the mother or the father had gambled it all away. Not too long ago, I remember a daughter moving in with her mother and selling her bedroom set for gambling. Her mother had nothing to sleep in. And her mother loved her so much she wouldn't say no. So she had no bed to sleep in. Loving a pleasure. Love pleasure. And then we have the word philippos. My name is Philippos. It comes from two Greek words, philo and hippos, which means to love horses. Philip of Macedon, Alexander the Great. These were great horse lovers and horsemen. I trained horses when I was young. I was a lover of horses. I still love to see horses move. Yesterday, out on the BTW update, you will see wild Mustangs. You don't know how it thrills me to see wild Mustangs and wild animals. I saw probably close to 40 wild horses yesterday, all combined, going and coming from Fish Lake Valley to Bishop. And I videotaped one. And Astorge, the stallion challenged me. I didn't get it because it was so far away. But he pushed his herd ahead. And there was like 8 mares in this one with 2 or 3 young colts. And that stallion ran straight at me. He was like 200 or 300 yards, but he took off at me, pawing the air and coming at me with his teeth like this, smiling. His mane flying, dust flying over. He took off after me so they would have a chance to leave and be safe. He risked his life for the ones he loved. Storge. I love to see that in wild animals. I love to see it in cats and dogs. I love to see it in chickens. We ought to have some nut sense as a baby chicken. Chickens, when they hear their mother go, they come. They know two things is wrong. First of all, she found some dainty morsel, and the first one gets there is going to get it. Or there's danger. And then you'll hear them go, the chickens will growl. Then you know something is in danger, and all of them will look around. They're protecting each other. To love horses. Here's one that we ought to really take attention to, pay attention to. Philotheos. That means to love God. Do you love God? Do you love God? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him not shall not perish, but have everlasting life. May have everlasting life. Whosoever. Are you one of those? Philonekia. Philonekia. Oh, I've seen too many people like this. I hate this. I hate this. People that love to fight. People that love to fight. People that love to rumble. Debating, fighting, philonekia, philonekos. To love contention, to be fond of contention, to be contentious, and love disputation, disputing. Sarai, in the Bible, Sarai's name meant contentious, and she was contentious. The old boy loved her, but she was sometimes unlovable, contentious. Philonekia, the love of contention, rivalry and contention, the love of fighting, barroom brawlers. Walk in a barroom and really ready to duke it up. And the thing about it is that some people just walk into a barroom. I've seen this happen many times in my life. They'll walk into a barroom and start a fight. Sometimes they'll start a fight before they get into the bar. They just want to fight. They want to show off how what Sunday punch they got. I've seen people walk up to a person sitting on a bar stool and knock him off without saying a word to them. That's Sunday punching them. That's the word here. Philoproteo. Philoproteo. To love to be first. To be the best. Love to be the best. The people in America are brainwashed. You've got to be best. You've got to get out there and be first. You've got to be preeminent. You've got to have that combative mentality. You've got to be combative. You've got to get that guy's job. You've got to be better than him. The love, the preeminence. The love, the desire to be chief. Among the American Indian people, that's what I am. A chief was not somebody who was born a chief. He was a chief because he risked his life for people. That he gave more than everybody else. That he watched over his people and he became first. And Jesus said, if you want to be first, become a servant. The last shall be first and the first shall be last, he said. If you want to be best, if you want to have honor, then be honorable and kiss their feet. Be a lover of men. And you'll be great. You want to be first, be last. Philosophia. Philosophia. To love, be a lover of science and systematic philosophy. 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 That means to love wisdom. Philosophy. Philosophia, the love of science and systematic reasoning. The philosophy of the Jewish rabbis or rabbis. They loved wisdom, the Mishnah and the Talmud, the wisdoms. They imagined all types of things. You know, the Bible is a very cryptic book in some ways. There are many hidden things in it. There are fantastic science agrees with the Bible, philosophy agrees with the Bible in all reality. True philosophy. True love agrees with the Bible. Medicine agrees with the Bible, medical science. Science agrees with the Bible. Anthropology agrees with the Bible. Archaeology. All these true sciences agree with the Bible. It's not contrary to the Word of God. Philostorgos. To love natural affection. To love like a cat and a dog. Wouldn't it be nice if mothers loved their children like a cat loves her kittens? Or a chicken loves her chickens? Or little chicks? Philotechnos, to love children, to love your children. Some people love somebody else's children more than they do their own children. Philotemio. Timothy comes from this word. That means honorable. To love honor, to love honor. Studious, to be honorable, to be civilized, to be gracious, to be ambitious in honor, to exert oneself to accomplish a thing that is good. There are a lot of people out there pushing themselves and becoming very ambitious to grab, to get, to hold. There are men that will go out, they see a beautiful woman, and they'll see if they can get that woman in bed. I know of one man that had many lovers in his life, and he kept pictures of all of them. And the date when he deflowered every one of them. It was a conquest. It was a goal. A goal of dishonor. Had a large, large album of pictures of the women that he had seduced. And the very date he seduced them. And then, as he was wrapping them around his little fingers, he was looking for the next goal. The next object of his affection. Sometimes when you get old and you lose all that attractiveness in women and in men, women do it too, don't they, Marilyn? Women like to see who they can get, what family they can break up, what man they can take. It's a challenge. Philophronos. To be love wisdom. To love knowledge. Philognosis. Philophronos. To love, to be courteous. To love with a kindly feeling and manner and civility. These are words for love. Remember one thing. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Are you Philotheos? Do you love God? Have you accepted the only thing you have to do to get in covenant relationship with God and the family of God is accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and ask Him to forgive you and save your soul, and that is the ticket to heaven. Believe and repent, and you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto salvation, with the mouth he's confessed unto righteousness. We see all these things. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, we know that. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Because, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. I hope that this message, for the love of, affected your heart, affected your mind, affected your relationship with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your mothers, with your fathers. For the love of. For the love of God. For the love of country. Remember all the things that people love. Go back and look at that for just a moment. People love to cry. Women love to cry. They do. People love to steal. People love to fight. People love to quarrel. People love to argue. People love to dance. People love to eat. People love to drink. People love music. People love parties. People love children. Girls love boys. Girls love girls. Boys love boys. People love riches. People love money. People love gold. People love jewelry. People love pearls. Too many people love themselves too much. People love pleasure. Hedonism. Philandrism. People love violence and crime. People love pain. People love clothing. We ought to love justice and truth and righteousness. Our Father, we come to you, we send this message out for your honor and for your glory. Help us to love you more. Father, thank you for the conviction of your Spirit. Thank you for the love that you've shown to us. Thank you for sending your Son that we might have eternal life. Father, thank you for all that you give us.